We've got Heather Loftus and our honorable mayor of Mountain Home, Hillary Adams, is in the studio as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mayor, you've spent many an afternoon and evening at the American Legion baseball field. You got a pep talk for the boys this morning?
You know, here's what I'd say. You should be over by now your trip and the disastrous trip they had on the way up there in a charter bus. So yesterday, we'll give you yesterday.
They didn't make it to Caulfield before the bus broke down. Is
that
what I heard?
We took them to state line. We escorted them to state line. Dropped them at state line, and the bus breaks down at Caulfield. What is that, 4 mile, three, something like that? And so maybe we should have taken them all away, but don't blame yesterday on us. I will let you do it, but, you know, hopefully they've recovered from that today, and, you know, they'll make us. We're proud of them anyway, regardless of what happens.
Yes.
And Coach White and that entire program, but it sure would be nice for the benefit of the boys and the parents to get a W today.
You talked to Lester?
I haven't talked to him, but I need to because someone was showing a picture this morning about him and Ozzie Smith.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if Lester showed Ozzie how to do a backflip. You know, Ozzie was famous for his backflip at shortstop, and I know Lester's got a flip of some kind he could do. So, you know, we're proud to see those boys up there, and hopefully they can get back on track today and end that tournament on a good note up there.
Tonight is, of course, city council meeting for the city of Mountain Home.
We do. Going to be a real short meeting tonight. We've just got the third reading and adoption but it'll be up for third reading and adoption tonight. Some modifications to the sign ordinances. And Scott has worked real hard to separate out. It's all in one great big ordinance now. Anything to do with signage and billboards.
Political signs, community event signs, everything, right?
Everything. And so Scott has done a great job of trying to separate that out. If you came in and asked us for information about any type of sign, we had to give you about a 10 or 12 page ordinance, you know. So he's done a great job of separating that. Plus, we're making a few slight modifications to it, nothing major. And so that'll all be up for his third reading tonight.
Just so people can understand, you know, like we right out here by KTLO, we have people that set out signs, the rodeo, saddle club, different events, the food bank sets out signs. I mean,
sure.
What does that mean just for your average person who's trying to help promote some events?
What it means for the average people like that, it's not going to have a huge impact on them. Who it is going to have an impact on is these people that blow into town 3 to 4 times a year. And I can think of the gun show as one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a for-profit company. They're not even from here. They roll into town. They rent the fairgrounds for a day or 2 days. And they'll, at most intersections in town, put up 4 signs. You know, and it's just sign pollution is what it is. They absolutely cover this town in them. So it's going to make it a little bit more difficult for those people and the number they can put out. But the average thing that we see here in town and
what about the political signs?
The political signs, nothing changes on them at all. It'll still be so many days before the election. You got to have it down, I believe, within 5 days after the election. You know, one of the things we deal with more than anything, and the biggest complaints we get a lot of times that people need to keep in mind on any sign is putting it on public right of way.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with that all the time. RDOT is a lot more strict than we are, but we do get complaints of people when you put them up and they put them right in the right of way at an intersection. Sometimes they're hard to see around, you know, and stuff like that. So all of this discussion started for two reasons. One, trying to make it easier. If you want to know about putting up that yard sign you're talking about for that event, or if you want a billboard to separate out, you know, where it wouldn't all covered in one. And the other thing is these events, in particular, one of them that comes to mind a lot because it's happened so often during the year, is the gun show type stuff that they just cover the town up with. Pretty much everything else is going to stay the same.
Anything else on the agenda for tonight?
Take care of that tonight. I think we had one other item on there, and it should be a pretty short, sweet night tonight.
You got a concert coming up this weekend.
We do, Hickory Park. And, you know, here the last time I was here last month, we had announced the concerts and what we were going to do, and we had had an issue with a sponsor not developing way we thought it was. And so I reached out right here a month ago for some sponsors. And I got to say thanks to Lakeview Auto Rentals and Lakeview Auto Sales and Mike Porting, because they step up. They funded four concerts for us. So this Saturday night, Leslie Williams Band will be at Hickory Park, 7 to 9 again as usual. That's a free show. We come back on August 23rd with the Natural Disasters and Sarah Jo Sample. And then, you know, we'll close out on September 20th. And we haven't seen or heard from these guys in a couple of years. My parks director yesterday asked me how to say Melodicats. he had never seen that before. So we're anxious to see the Melodicats pull together a reunion show and join us at Hickory Park on September 20th.
Is it true Mike Porting heard that you needed a sponsor on KTLO?
He called me, and I said, okay, Porting, did somebody from the Parks Department call you? And he said, no, I was listening to your monthly deal there on KTLO. So if Mike's listening again today, we want to say thanks for your support. And he's always very helpful. It's not just his concert, but it's not the first time Mike's helped out. Sure. Things are going on right here, and we appreciate his support.
He's done a lot for those American Legion boys, too.
He has.
Make it all full circle.
You know, so, you know, it paid off that morning to mention that, and we're very thankful for Mike. And he said, all I want to do is park a few cars down there. So he's got a little car show set up down there, and, you know, it was a great turn of events that day for us.
Mayor, we appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you both. Great interview as usual.